Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. In this episode, we are going to discuss shyness in dating. I'm going to cover the benefits as well as some of the consequences of being shy. I'll talk about why people are shy or tend to be shy, like what's the story behind some of the reasons. And then I will share some tips on how to navigate if you are a shy person that's looking to date. So if you're interested and with it, stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, when it comes to dating, I know anybody, regardless if you consider yourself to be an extroverted person, highly confident, or just overall comfortable, right? There may be times in which you experience a moment or a period in which you are a little bit reserved or may have even become shy in the presence of someone that you like, that you're dating, or that you're interested in. And that's pretty, it's typical, it's normal. In this episode, again, I'll be talking about the benefits and consequences, as well as the reason why people may feel shy when it comes to dating. And then again, I will wrap it up with how to overcome dating shyness. Okay, so number one, let's just get directly into it. The benefits. Benefits of shyness in dating. Now, this isn't to say that you need to be shy or to condone being shy throughout this dating process, but there are some good things that happens as a result of being shy. So let's explore them. Number one, thoughtfulness and sensitivity. Shy individuals often tend to be more thoughtful and sensitive in their interactions. Okay. They actually take the time to listen and observe, which can create a deeper connection with their partner. This approach, this thoughtful approach, can lead to more meaningful conversations and emotional connections. So, thoughtfulness and sensitivity. The second benefit is genuine and authentic behavior. If you're a shy person, you may often value authenticity and may be less inclined to put on a front or engage in superficial conversations. Shy people are more likely to express their true selves, which can attract partners who appreciate genuineness and sincerity. Now, this isn't to say a person that's not shy is not genuine or sincere, but shy people often are less likely to jump out of their box, out of their comfort stage in order to put on a front, right? Number three, selective and cautious approach. If you are a shy person or if you ever had a shy friend, you know they can be extremely cautious. Shy people are more likely to take a more selective and cautious approach to dating. Again, this doesn't mean that
you're not shy, you don't. But this is a characteristic that is often associated with shy people. They are less likely to jump into relationships impulsively and take the time to get to know their potential partners better. This can lead to more compatible matches and healthier long-term relationships. Now, the downside of shyness in dating. You find yourself, and I won't even say find yourself, because sometimes you don't know it. There are missed opportunities. Sometimes shyness can result in missed opportunities for connection. If a shy person is hesitant to approach or to express interest in someone they're attracted to, they may tend to miss out on potential romantic relationships. Number two, shy people are often find it difficult in initiating conversations. Sometimes they can be so much into their head to where they're looking for the right word to say or the right conversation to have to where they don't initiate. And it can make it challenging for others to gauge their interest, right? This can put shy individuals at a disadvantage in a culture that expects more assertive and proactive behavior in dating. It's kind of like I give a little, you give a little. And if you're shy and you have difficulty initiating conversations, it may translate as you're not interested. Number three, anxiety and stress. Shyness can often be accompanied by anxiety and stress in dating situations. And this is kind of fueled by the fear of judgment, rejection, making mistakes, right? Things of that nature. It can increase levels of anxiety, making it harder for a person to relax and to enjoy the dating experience. You just imagine being on a date with someone that's shy, right? And maybe you know they're shy or maybe you don't, right? You can't really feed off of it, but they have so much anxiety that they can't even really be themselves, right? It's kind of like they have a head game going on to where they are anticipating and is building up their fear and is translating into or is affecting their ability to enjoy themselves during the date. So anxiety and stress. And then number four. So shyness. Not all shy people, but some shy people have a limited social circle. And it can limit their exposures to potential dating prospects. Shy people may be less inclined to attend social events or engage in activities where they can meet new people, right? And we all know if you're not out meeting people, dating is a numbers game. And so a lot of times shy people shy away from a lot of social activities. So, but it's important to note that the benefits and consequences can vary from person to person, right? Situation to situation. And it really depends on the specific context and the degree of their shyness. I know in some situations I can be extremely shy, and in other situations I'm not so much, right? It's also worth mentioning that shyness is not a fixed trait and that anyone that's shy can work on overcoming it to expand their dating opportunities and to enjoy more fulfilling relationships. Now, moving on to the reasons behind or the reasons why people are shy. When it comes to dating, you may meet somebody and they are just like it could be a friend of yours that's just, extremely comfortable. But when it comes to dating, they don't know what to do. So here are a few factors or reasons that people turn on the shy cap when it comes to dating. Number one, fear of rejection. One of the most common reasons for shyness in dating is the fear of being rejected or judged negatively. Also, the vulnerability of putting yourself out there, right? And the uncertainty of how another person may respond can be intimidating, which can contribute to shyness. I've been there before. I think we all at some point have feared rejection at some point in our lives. Number two, another reason is low self-esteem. Now, this isn't to say that shy people have low self-esteem at all, but having low self-esteem can contribute to a person being shy. People with low self-esteem may feel unworthy or doubt their own value, right? They may worry about not being interesting enough, attractive enough, and it may lead to feelings of self-consciousness. Number three, a lack of social skills, right? Some people may be socially awkward, right? Maybe the greatest guy in the world or the greatest woman on earth, right? But they may lack some social skills. And this can lead to shyness as they struggle with knowing what to say in or how to navigate in social interactions. Another is previous negative experiences. Past experience like rejection or hurtful dating encounters can leave a lasting impact or impression that can make a person feel more hesitant and shy when it comes to approaching a new romantic opportunity. These experiences may also create fear of repeating negative outcomes, especially if you just got out of a bad dating experience, right? Or a bad relationship. It can change the way you approach a new experience or opportunity. It's important to remember that shyness is a normal human experience and many people go through it. Moving on to my third category is overcoming shyness in dating. Now, I want you to know that it is and can be a gradual process, but with a little bit of effort and practice, I believe that you can become more confident and comfortable in all social situations. Here's some tips that may help you navigate through these waters, and I'll share a few. Number one, understand and accept yourself. Recognize that shyness is normal and many people experience it to some extent. Embrace your own personality, okay? And realize that being shy does not define you as a person. So understand and accept it is what it is. Number two, set realistic expectations. Understand that dating, it involves taking some risk and facing potential rejections. It happens, right? It's important to remember that everyone, shy or not, faces these challenges, and it is a natural part of the dating process. Set realistic expectations for yourself and be prepared for both positive and negative outcomes. And number three, you want to start with small steps. So begin by stepping out of your comfort zone gradually. Practice socializing in low pressure situations, such as group outings or casual meetups with friends, and gradually increase your exposure to new people and social gatherings. And I can say within your friend group, go. If someone invites you to something, make sure that you are ready and willing to attend. Also, other opportunities such as that you can make from yourself by joining new organizations that you may find an interest in, right? Try to get out a little bit more and then kind of stretch yourself. The next one I'll share with you is challenge those negative thoughts. Shyness is often fueled by negative self-talk and assumptions. Challenge these thoughts by focusing on positive aspects, people, of yourself, and reminding you that everyone has insecurities. Replace that self-doubt with positive affirmations. Remember that overcoming shyness takes time, it takes practice. So be patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress and keep pushing those boundaries. With persistence, I believe that you can develop the confidence to navigate the dating world more comfortably. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.